This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
A little power up, BT, off of the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live on Sunday. Let's rank our top five SNL cast members of all time. Now, I will admit that there is a bias here to the time frame that I grew up watching it, but it's my list. You could have your list. People could have their list. My list is my top five favorites, and this was very difficult, actually, because I left off a lot of people that I love.
Okay.
And it's...
And by the way, you're a much bigger fan of the show than me. Much bigger show. Much bigger fan.
So did you watch when you were younger or no?
You know, snippets. Like, my parents weren't, like, regular consumers. And, like, I never watched it in college.
Right.
Not once.
Really?
No, okay. not once. Remember, I went away to college. Yeah. Saturday night. I'm out.
Right.
Right,
so I guess high school are the probably best years for it, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't really watch it too often in high school. And then as like I got older and I was single and I was living in Manhattan, I was generally out on Saturday night. So, I mean, I know every talent and I've seen so many of the skits. I like the show. I don't think I ever loved the show.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people do, so I'm curious.
I loved it for a certain period and still, you know, now I'll watch it the way that we consume a lot of things in clips on social media. Number five for me, unfortunately, he wasn't able to make the 50th anniversary because he had a bad flu. Dana Carvey. I love Dana Carvey. Maybe doesn't get as much attention as some of the other top stars over the years have gotten, but he, pound for pound, is as good as anybody and as funny as anybody out there. I loved a lot of his characters, whether it's Garth from Wayne's World, Church Lady. Anything he did to me was funny. Now, it was tough to have him on there. I couldn't leave him off the list, but I left out, you know, Kristen Wiig, Tina Fey, Molly Shannon, Norm Macdonald. These are a lot of people that I would have had on my list otherwise, but I have to go with Dana Carvey because I think he was more impactful to me. He's number five.
A good call. And just by the way, just so you guys know, a little guidance here. If I didn't see him in real time, I didn't put him.
Okay.
I mean, listen, Eddie Murphy's the man. Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, Martin Short. So I know all that history, but they're not on my list. Number five, Kevin Nealon.
Ooh.
Weekend Update. You know, one half of what Hans and Franz would come to pump
good
you
call.
Up.
I love that.
I just thought Nealon's delivery is wit, just a good mixture of humor. Nealon, number five for me.
I love that you have him on the list because I felt bad leaving him off. He was one of my favorite Weekend Update guys. I'm going to go number four. I am going to go Eddie Murphy. Not that I grew up watching him live in the prime, but I watched enough back then. I'm talking about when I was still 10, 12, whatever. Enough to know Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood,
all the stuff.
I had on DVD, the best of Eddie Murphy. So I, him and Ebony and Ivory, who the hell was it?
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, no.
Well, you're talking about the...
Joe Piscopo, I'm pretty sure.
Joe's skit?
Wait, was that Eddie Murphy on there? Maybe that was him getting mixed up. You're right, maybe that might have been Joe Piscopo. Maybe I'm crossing wires here, but Eddie Murphy, best of Saturday Night Live. I had that DVD. Obviously, you don't need to go over all the skits that he's done. I had to. Come on. Eddie Murphy,
he's
Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood
he's
alone
the Babe Ruth
is on
of SNL.
It. He's number four, yeah.
All right, number four. We're going to go a little Tim Meadows. I always found the ladies' man sketch hysterical. Tim Meadows.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Tim Meadows. I wouldn't crack my top five.
You like some cognac? is the way he said it, like trying to get the cognac going.
I like that you're going more recent. I thought you were going more old.
No, no, that's what I told you. Like, my parents, you know, not that they never watched it. Of course, it was on.
No, wait, that was, I was right on that with Eddie Murphy, who was playing Stevie Wonder. And
who was
Joe
he doing it with?
Oh, Joe Piscopo was playing Frank Sinatra. Yes, so I doubted myself for a second.
It was Sinatra,
but then
Piscopo.
I think there was one time where Stevie Wonder, if I'm not mistaken, one time where he actually did it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Himself, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, all right, so.
Tim Meadows, number four.
Okay, number three for me, Mike Myers. I feel like you
good
could,
call.
I feel like it's hit or miss with some people with him.
Yeah.
I've always loved Mike Myers. Even the Hello, My Name is Simon skit. Like more, I know Wayne's World is popular and the I'm getting verklempt. I forget the name of the
verklempt, yeah.
But he had so many bangers. Plus I loved all his movies afterward. I think Mike Myers is brilliant. I have him high on my list at number three.
Yeah, I didn't get him on my list. It's funny, as much as I loved, you know, the Dr. Evil stuff and everything that went on with that, I probably would like a little bit more now. I think I've said this to you as well. Like, Wayne's World to me, and I, you know, I love music, but I couldn't relate to those. I don't know what it is like. I know he's so talented. Like, that's a name that I appreciate his range. Like, that guy's incredibly talented, Mike Myers. But, you know, the two burnouts in the basement, banging the drums or banging the guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't relate to that world. So he's not on my list. Number three for me, Jason Sudeikis.
Wow. Are you going much younger than I thought? You're going more new age.
When Sudeikis rolls out, you know, what up with that? What up with that? And he's in the Adidas sweatsuit and he's doing that dance for the entire skit. Like, he's pumping like cardio for like 3 straight minutes. Plus, I think Sudeikis is genuinely funny. I like a lot of his other movies. Sudeikis, number three.
Wow. So
I told you, more new school for me with this.
Yeah, I'm surprised at this. I thought for sure you'd skew more older. All right, number two, it's The Sandman. I love Adam Sandler. Pick a skit, Opera Man, whatever it may be. I love his movies after the fact anyway, but anytime you watch him, and I know Fallon got a lot of flack for this at laughing in some of the skits. Like, I liked when Sandler used to do that during real time, laughing in the skits. To me, it just,
me too.
There was something about it that I fell in love with him at a young age. He's been such a great guy afterward to follow. Like, I really just think he's a kind person.
I
never
do
let
too.
The money and fame ruin his, if anything, gives him a greater appreciation of all that he's accomplished. I love Adam Sandler. You know, I go see him in concert, dress up as a wedding singer. So, Sandman, and usually he would be my number one, but I can't have him number one on this list. He's number two here.
He's one of the guys. It's a good observation. Like, I don't think he's changed at all. At least what he puts out there for public consumption.
Right.
Like, this guy is just, he's just a regular, down-to-earth, humble, happy. I'm sure he has his days. I'm sure as a comedian, there's some darkness where you try to find some content. It's not working, but he just got his shorts on. He could show up at a 24-hour fitness and hoop it up. Like, he's just a regular dude. I'm a huge fan.
Hooks all his friends up in all his movies.
Yes, he does. Still, to this day, there's no doubt. Is it going to surprise you? It's the skit that actually got me back into Saturday Night Live. Kenan Thompson.
Oh, I knew you were going to put him on the line. I can't believe that.
What, do you have him one?
No.
Oh, you don't like him?
I mean, top five?
Dude, when he is the preacher and Sudeikis comes out, like it's, and I don't even know how to recreate it, but he's always trying to interview, you know, multiple people. And anytime, like, the music comes on, like, his facial expressions, his eyes, he's like, and then he starts rhyming, and then he's so rhythmic, and I just think he's one of those guys. Like, I'm a big fan. That's why I loved John Ritter from Three's Company.
Yeah.
I am a fan of not only having, like, the comedic chops to deliver, but also having, like, a presence. And I'm not saying he's doing somersaults or doing windmills up there, but I just think I just laugh out loud when I watch that segment. I cry. It is so funny.
I think he's very good, very funny. There's no way I would put him on a top five with all the people that I left off. And maybe that is more recency bias, sure. I remember him more from the Mighty Ducks. Kenan Thompson was in that movie as a young kid with the, remember the Mighty Ducks movie?
With Estevez.
All right, yeah, number one. See, I'm fascinated by your number one now. I don't know who the hell you left off this list.
Right?
It's got to be Chris Farley. Come on. Chris Farley has to be number one. Saturday Night Live, the physical comedy, all the above. Living in a van down by the river. I mean, come on. Farley is, and that's just one of the skits. Obviously, there's endless amounts.
With the Chippendale tie, right? When he's pulling the tie off himself.
Skit with Farley makes me cry laughing. I mean, anyone that he is in, just looking at him makes me laugh. So Chris Farley would be number one. That's why I love Sandler, but there's only one that's better to me on that show, and that's Chris Farley.
I also think part of the reason why this list is so unique, and I love Farley. I didn't want to have a lot of crossover, But genuinely, my list is my list. Like, I really like. But I don't watch the show the way you did. So I'm also coming at it from a different angle. The Farley stuff, and again, you know, I mean, the Chippendale. I mean, you just go on and on and on with Farley. Good God, what a maniac. But, like, I mean, he was our Belushi. He was hopped up on every drug. He was throwing himself
that
through tables.
Idol,
and I know, throwing himself through tables and walls. Even in, when he's at Marquette as the student. Why am I just forgetting the name of the movie?
Tommy Boy.
And Tommy Boy, thank you. With the auto parts, of course. And he does a bong hit. He's got his, it's like his seventh year. And just falls right through the table to start the movie. Phenomenal. Number one for me. I will admit, part of this is, and maybe not quite as much, but when I first saw her, I'm like, she's sexy. Kristen Wiig.
Wow. Okay. I respect it.
I'll go with, now, the movie, the Bridesmaids, do you remember how the Bridesmaids starts? Like how the actual movie starts?
No, I forget.
She got a one-night stand. I guess it's not even a one. Like, she's kind of with him a little bit, but he's not really into her. And she's climbing over the fence to leave his mansion in the middle of, like, in the morning. And, you know, she's just, number one, I think there's some sex appeal there.
She's great.
I think she is just, I think she's brilliant. I think her timing is impeccable. Kristen Wiig, number one.
I am stunned at your list.
Well, I'm happy to surprise you. I don't want to be predictable here, man.
I'm nice that we were versatile, but I am stunned. You know,
when you say stunned, are you taking shots at the list?
No, no, no. I'm not taking shots. I'm just stunned
and saying it's not a good list.
I'm stunned and trying to figure out, like, if I'm just so biased in my time frame or if you are just that
eclectic and diverse?
No, I mean, you skew all the newer people here.
Well, Kevin Nealon's not new necessarily.
No, Kevin Nealon was the one guy that I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Timmy Meadows a little bit back in the day, too.
Did I mention Norm MacDonald? Neither of us mentioned Will Ferrell. Like, I love...
I love Will Ferrell in anything.
I liked him on Saturday Night Live.
I think he's gotten corny.
I'm a fan of his. He didn't make the list. Norm MacDonald would have made it before him. Molly Shannon, who I thought was terrific.
Yeah, she was great with the Catholic school.
Catherine Gallagher. Yes. So yeah, I mean, it's impossible to do. But I am shocked at your list.
My list? What do you want me to do, man? I ain't changing it for you.
Bridesmaids, man. I remember watching that movie in the movie theater, crying.
When she's in the wedding dress in the middle of the street. Yeah. I mean, that is really, really a good movie.
Dove, you have a different list, huh?
Well, you're not going to like my... I love Lucian Ackroyd. It was great.
Right.
And I didn't watch it past that.
Okay.
But my top would be the original band. The Saturday Night Live band was unbelievable. They played behind the Blues Brothers, Belushi and Ackroyd.
Uh-huh.
They actually went on tour as the Blues Brothers band without Belushi and Ackroyd afterwards.
And it was like bigger venues or like smaller venues? Like, were they selling out the MSG or?
They went to Europe. They went. They were all over.
You know, I've seen clips. I wasn't. That's so you're talking like 70 when it first started.
Correct.
I've seen some. Not documentaries, but I've seen some things on them, and I've read some stuff. You're not wrong. That doesn't hit me the way it hits you. Not a bad reference there.
And one name you'll know from that band.
Yep.
He was there the first 5 years. Paul Schaefer.
Oh, yeah. I love Paul Schaefer. I love Paul Schaefer and the CBS Orchestra. Now, that's a different conversation.
That's with Letterman.
Yeah, no. Well, that's where I know
him from.
That's
your guy.
Letterman's my guy.
That's your boy.
Love Dave Letterman. BT and Sal on the Fan. Come back. Finish up on the phones. 888-808-1019.